This is Jerry Blumberg.
May I help you? Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically as something done for the Lord and not for men. Colossians 3:23. I grabbed my number from the dispenser on the counter and lingered near to be sure I heard it when it was called. This wasn't the first time I had stopped by for the same problem. I was at Costco attempting to get my glasses adjusted. You would think it was a simple process. The woman called my number, and as I handed her my slip to confirm that I was next, she told me to wait a minute. I followed her around the counter, where I noticed she was waiting on someone else at the same time. I think she thought it would only take a minute, but those minutes stretched on. She finally handed the problem to another employee, and I gave her my glasses for adjustment. She did a couple of tweaks, had me try them on, took them back and cleaned them, and said, "Thank you very much." I left because I can't always tell if it is right until I wear them a bit. It was not right. A couple of days later, I decided to try again, but I did not want that same woman. I pulled my number and waited. Thankfully, she was busy, and when it was my turn, a young man named Christopher turned to me and asked, "May I help you?" After briefly explaining my problem, he took the glasses and immediately offered to change out the nose pads. I always do this for my customers because they are much more comfortable. Great! The time and effort that he took to adjust my glasses so that they were just right was the exact opposite of my previous experience. He really did help me. Certain businesses are known for their great service. Apple, Disney, Nordstrom, Ritz-Carlton, and Costco, minus this one woman who I think was having a bad day, to name a few. Rather than just being a number, you are a person, and their aim is to please you and meet your needs with respect and accommodation. Years ago, I was a discussion leader in Bible study fellowship, and I remember the teaching leader admonishing us not to grow weary as we headed into the final stretch of the year. She said, "Don't just finish somehow. Finish it with all you have." As believers, our impact for Christ on those around us will happen in the small circumstances of life. Standing in line at the grocery, walking the dog and passing others on the street, taking a moment to say thank you to the barista, opening the door for a mom loaded with children and a stroller, opening the door for an older gentleman who is a bit unsteady, dropping a handwritten note in the mail just because, remembering birthdays and special occasions. Smile, eye contact, a hug, simple expressions of love. Jesus loved people and they loved him back. They wanted to be in his presence, near him, touch him. He had a reputation of care and concern, and because of that connection, they listened to his message of salvation and accepted his gift of love. What better way to represent him and be his public relations people than to say, "May I help you?"
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.